back again in another episode of Ringside with Jim, joined once again by BT from Shooting the Shiznit podcast. You gave us a fucking textbook tag team match, so I want to counter with something real stupid.
Oh, man. And by the way, Shooting the Shiznit, you got to say, best little wrestling podcast in the business. You got to do that.
There it is. It's like in the business. All right, business. Man.
Throw it at me. I sit here and I try to school everybody on wrestling psychology, and now I'm sitting here and all I can say is about 25 or 30 people. No offense, I've wrestled in front of 12. So in a match, I want to tell you, I trained on mats just like this. I mean, it actually looks like where I trained at. So here we go.
There you go. So we've got Survival Tobita versus Ken the Box. A little bit of background to this shit.
From what I gathered
on YouTube, like 5 a.m. baked out of my head this morning, is Survival Tobita seems to have a lot of matches against crazy shit. Okay, so that seems to be the... There's also a rematch of this. If you're suckered in enough to want more, the feud continues. But link is in the description. As always, we suggest watching along with us. We'll do a little... Get it to 0 seconds. We'll do a little countdown. And we'll all watch the magic together. 3, 2, 1, play. All right.
Well, you can see this came from a VHS. Don't you love it? At the bottom there, the tracking. Now, is this a...
That's Survival Tobita.
Oh, he's one bad motherfucker. Look at him.
Yeah, he's got a Cyclops manager there. Oh, look at the Cyclops. He's got like three eyes. I don't fucking... you notice that on the hard cam, they spread those people out. They're like, you guys got to sit with, you know, everybody spread out. Does that make it look more? I don't know.
Who is the... Where's the ref? Is that guy in that shirt's a ref? He said, can you find a shirt with the stripes on it? Come on.
Not stripes like that, goddammit.
What the hell was you thinking? Shit.
You look like a fucking inmate.
You said stripes.
I didn't know
that. And he's going against Ken the Box.
Ken the Box. The fucking production value on this show is amazing, dude.
Oh, it's VHS. I've seen many of these. You're going to start his music. We need some real...
I don't know what his music is.
Where's he coming from?
Ken the Box. He's... Oh, shit. There he is!
Oh, my God!
Fuck yeah.
Man,
dude.
The Japanese people are so fucking weird when it comes to this stuff.
Oh, shit. It's fantastic.
Looks like a tree. Look like his head. Tree head box. There we go. Ken the tree head box.
He's got leaves on him.
Look, those other guys are doing the same thing he's doing.
I mean, I will admit, that's kind of catchy. The hand thing, like, if he comes out, I'd want to do that, dude. If I was sitting there and that guy came out, I would do the hand thing.
Well, it's sad that, you know, we can't get Apollo Crews over, but he would probably get over if he did the hand thing, like Ken the Box. So, we need Apollo Crews to look at this, and he'd be fucking over, so. I'm not sure what he just did. I guess he showed him his elbow. It was badass. Look at this girl with the cowboy hat on. She's taking a picture going, can you believe this shit? This is stupid. Look. Yeah, she likes... The crowd is doing it.
Look at that look at that ECW shirt in the background.
Oh, we got to get Apollo Crews this video. Up. He's got a paddle or something in his hand. That scares me. Up, that little guy. Here we go, the referee. What the fuck was you thinking with that shirt? I need you to get referee shirt. I got referee shirt.
They told him to cut the fucking stripe shirt. That's when he showed up. And, you know, they were so let down by it. They're just like, fuck, man.
Go!
Clubbing
go,
blows from Ken the Box.
Ha ha ha! God, I wish I would have just got high before I did this, like you. So, you know, at least it would have been. Man!
Hell of a right hand.
Gotta look, gotta watch. Hold on. He might be out.
Golden Gloves winner, Ken the Box.
Look at all these people doing that fucking hand motion.
Yeah, man.
That shit's over. Are you okay? Come on back onto the mat.
Yeah, dude.
Motherfuckers couldn't afford the ring. You know, they got ring rental, but they couldn't afford the ring rental, so they...
Yeah.
Oh, here he goes. Oh, yeah.
He's charging up. You know it's coming. Oh, come on, give us the arm thing. You know it's coming.
What the hell's he doing now? I would be dizzy as hell. Look, what are we fixing to do?
Oh.
Again, damn!
So it's like, man. Survival Tobita's like the worst. He's just like the biggest pussy ever. Oh, Cyclops is getting up next to him. See if he's okay. This might be it. That might be the end of this, folks.
I don't know. No, he's going to get up. He's going to get up. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes, he won. Yay!
This video was 8 minutes long. That's only 5 minutes. So, like, what are we going to three?
Go. Maybe we'll get 4 more minutes of this, whatever he's doing. Ken the Box.
Look out, fuckers, it's Ken the Box.
There we go, Ken the Box is a winner!
Oh, man. I don't know what he is, dude. Like, Ken the Box, but he's got leaves on him.
I don't know. I think the translation came out of that. I think he was Ken the Tree. I really think that was Ken the Tree.
He looks like a tree, yeah.
What are we going to have now? They're going to have a whole piece after this about the referee in that shirt. They're going to go back to the dressing room.
That's the most absurd shit.
These people fucking pay money to watch this. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but is that referee black? Is that a black referee? And what the hell was he doing in Japan?
I don't know, man. There's so many questions raised by this. There are more questions than answers.
Oh, he's doing Onita.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's gonna cut that fucking baby face promo.
Yeah, I came here, guys, and I thought I could beat Ken the Box, but he destroyed me.
Yeah, he was a better box today. But I fought again. There's a rematch, dude.
No, we need to see. See, I just saw something. We got Ken the Box versus the Mummy. We got to add this to that. So
maybe we could probably just put it in here.
Yeah.
Where's it at? Yeah,
I got.
But how long is that? 4:48.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just a review. That's not like the whole.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, but we could definitely. Do you see Survival Tobita versus Automatic Warrior?
I do not see that.
Oh, this is a long fucking... Most of this video is just him cutting the promo. Lost to Ken the Box, but I'd be back, fight again. Become champion. It'd be great if they had a belt and put on Ken the Box. Well, that's that. It was a short one. We'll do a two-parter here. If we can find something.
All right, I just sent you one. We got a survival. We'll go ahead and have survival against ape something.
Oh God! Oh yeah. There we go. I'll line them up. We'll line these up again.
Okay.
So, that's gonna do it for that one. Yeah, let's do a little. We'll do a two-parter here. So. I'll also have the link for this match in the description. And you can watch along with us. We'll do another countdown on these. We'll rapid fire some of these. We've got Survival Tobita taking on Ape Vergon?
Ape Vergon! Yeah. So here we go.
It says Survival Tobita actually gets in the ring to collide against the prehistoric beast man, Ape Vergon. All right. So, links in the description. Get yourself. to zero, and we'll watch along. 3, 2, 1, play. We got we're in the fucking ring, dude.
That's right. We're uptown now. At least the referee looks like a Japanese referee.
This is
now,
the same place, I think.
Oh, here he comes.
He's like, he's like the losingest man in fucking Japanese wrestling.
That guy looks like, you said Cyclops, but he looks like a fun, what is it? He's wearing a mask of a Chinaman, I think.
Jeez.
Dude. Oh, that's his elbow, man. He got a killer elbow.
Yeah. The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude. But yeah, Survival Tabita, like, is that the deal? Is that he just fucking loses all the time?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. He may beat the ape here.
It's 0-1. If you can't beat a fucking box, I mean, I don't know how we feel about his chances against a fucking prehistoric, against a fucking ape man.
This survival guy, he's actually got a match that's 30 minutes long. I'm not sitting through it unless it's later. It's against the guy named Drill Baba. And in my mind, it's Baba. It looks like Giant Baba with like a drill or something. I don't know.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, man. Definitely be a future episode of this.
Oh, he's excited. Yeah, I mean, we could go, me and you could go in and, get these Survival Tabata t-shirts made, ain't no one going to do anything. He's probably dead or something.
I was thinking, should we have a collaboration between Shooting the Shiznit and SCL where it's a fucking Ken the Box shirt?
Man, I like that. Yeah, Ken the Box. Oh.
Ken the Box, man. Just fucking awesome.
Guys, y'all look on his link and my page at Twitter. We're going to get together. I've got an artist, too, that can do it. So,
fuck yeah, dude.
Ken the Box.
There it is. A joint shirt. No pun kind of intended.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, here he comes. He's covered up. He's that much of a fucking monster, man.
Oh my god. It's probably the same guy that was kidding about.
It's just like the whole event is Survival Tabita taking on all these monsters all played by the same guy. That'd be amazing. That's a good idea.
Well, they did that in Memphis one time. They had Lawler against like three or four different monsters and it was all the same guy. Tony Myers was a not Tony Myers. Hack Myers was the.
Oh shit!
Did you see the way he's walking,
dude?
Oh my god, this is horrible.
They got a bigger crowd. They've got a ring now. Like I feel like we're watching the rise of the company here.
Hey, me and Lance should do a top 10 list of the top 10 wrestlers of this promotion.
Yeah. I feel like I definitely will end up watching all of these matches, all the Survival Tabita shit. There goes your shirt.
The evil monkey. We got Space Monkey, He does a gimmick now, but this is way before Space Monkey. This might be Space Monkey's dad. Who knows,
The only other monkey I really remember from wrestling was that Mexican midget one who got kicked all the way through the ring to his fucking doom,
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Yes, he got streamers!
Survival Tabita gets the streamer treatment. But, like, how much fun would this be, dude? This looks like a fun time. I'm having a blast just watching it here.
Can you imagine, though, taking someone, like, on a first date or something, you talk her into, hey, let's go to wrestling.
Yeah.
And then show up, and this is the shit that you see. He's going through the crowd. Crowd. Getting the hell out of there.
Fucking.
Oh, God.
You know, the It's like the same guy every time, I guess. The Cyclops dude manages all these fucking monsters then. LWO shirt ringside.
Yeah, man. You want me to do the psychology? Here's what they're doing here. They're going to try to get the babyface shine going on here. And
Demetrius is the fucking babyface, though.
He is. He's not going to get – he's just getting beat up again.
He's like the shittiest wrestler of all time, man. Like, it's going to be so good. We're going to build all this up and – maybe someday on Ringside with Jim, we'll actually see him win a match or something. This is going to be awesome. This is...
Oh, there we go, see?
Yeah.
Check him out. Make sure he's okay.
There's also a lot of... they do some pretty weird shit in America, too. In the catalog of episodes to record... I have a Gadoff. Have you seen Gadoff Hitler?
No, I have not.
Oh, dude. Okay. Well, it's a Gadoff Hitler match. He's gay Adolf Hitler, and he comes out with like two fucking gay boys with him, and he wears pink, and yeah, it's awesome.
There was a guy that used to do, I think it was called Extremely Strange Wrestling or something like that in California. That was just, he had some girl that would. You know, she would piss in her. She managed some guy, and then she would hover over him and piss in his face. And
yeah, I have some matches from there too in the queue. We battle the outside.
Oh, that's horrible.
I feel like someone needs to show Jim Cornette this.
Well, this is one of Ake's first matches, guys. You can tell he's really still green. He eventually turns into, you
he's
know.
Leaving. He's leaving. He's leaving.
Look at this guy in a suit. Ah!
He's probably drunk, man.
Oh, that would be good. Get hired drunk and go to one of these shows. That would be the best.
Are the Cyclops and LWO out there? Are they just fucking like young boys to the hate monster?
I think he just won by count out, I guess.
What, because the ape left? It's a no contest, man. I think it's a no contest. He pushed the ref. The ref looks like he could kick his ass.
God. I don't know. That's the way the maybe he's gonna get on out. Give me the microphone. And in this match,
what the fuck? He's like, this is bullshit. I fucking quit. I'm a goddamn professional referee. Not even a fucking referee. Goddamn monkey matches. I don't think he wins, dude. He did not raise his hand.
I don't know. He's holding his head. Look at this guy in the very back. He's laughing his ass off. Here he comes back. Yeah,
he's coming back. He's coming back. Holy shit.
This is where Cactus Jack got the deal where he comes back, you know, after getting beat up.
This fucking, what, does the match continue? The match continues.
Yes. Oh, there we go. He's coming back.
He's got some offense. There's no way, man. I feel like there's no way that Tamina wins this. Oh, this is good shit. Oh, fuck. Look at that monkey. Now he's serious. He's got, like, martial arts shit going on. Oh.
God, that's horrible. Thanks, Jim. God damn.
I was like, I felt like it was the perfect thing to counteract, like, you know.
Me and my serious shit. Mm. And what was that? He got on the ropes and jumped off and then just started bouncing. I think he forgot what he was doing.
He's a monkey, man. He's an ape. He's unhinged. Fuck, that's a nice pile driver.
That was a damn good pile driver. One, two.
Yes! Be the wins. Oh, man.
Oh, I get it now. He's an Onita mark. That's it. That is really it. I bet he's an Onita mark. Because Onita does the whole thing with the microphone. We were kidding about that at the first match, but I think this is true.
Why did we not watch him versus Ken the Box Part 2?
Well, we'll have to come back to Ken the Box Part 2. You know, it's...
There's a cliffhanger for the future.
There we go. We'll come back. Guys, if you didn't enjoy these two matches, well, we fucking understand why, so yeah.
Well, that was actually... We got three matches there.
Oh, that was funny.
So we're working extra, so... yeah, definitely check out the Cool Kids countdown on Shooting the Shiznit channel. Where is that on iTunes? Everywhere podcasts are found.
Yeah, we got all the episodes are on stspod.club. So you just go to stspod.club. And you know, you can find me on Chatterbait in room 222. I'll be
That is.
There we go.
And keep your eyes out for fucking Ken the Box t-shirt.
That's right, Ken the Box t-shirt. There we go.
Fuck yeah. Follow me on Twitter at SuplexCityLimit. Follow BT at ComicBookMarkBT. That's going to do it for this episode of Ringside with Jim. We'll see you again, Ringside.